Are you aware of a website and a bizarre story called Serpo, S-E-R-P-O?
Yes, I certainly am. I actually have a paper that I released on my website, the exopolitics.org website, where I talk a bit about the Serpo information.
What do you think of this, Michael?
Well, I think if we look at the main characters, I mean, there have been three people who have actually come forward and said that they have actually witnessed Serpo material in classified documents that they had access to. Now, one of those is Richard Doty, who was a former Air Force Office of Special Investigations agent, and he was basically in charge of he was playing a role in various disinformation strategies and deception programs that the Air Force Office of Special Investigations was conducting. There are two others who have also come forward who have worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, who have said that they came across documents while they were in those positions. And one is, his surname is Lakes. And the third one, his name escapes me at the moment, he also has worked with the Defense Intelligence Agency. Then the ultimate source of this information is coming also from people within the Defense Intelligence Agency. So what that suggests to me is that Project Serpo is either a very elaborate, officially sanctioned acclimation program to basically get people ready for the truth,
mm-hmm.
or it's a deception program to basically muddy the waters so that we don't know what's really happening because people are so confused and arguing over what's real and what's not real because that's the way in which a deception program would work. You would muddy the waters. You would put out a truth and kind of surround it with layers of disinformation that keep people confused and arguing.
Well, it's an incredible story of basically an exchange of astronauts for ETs as we went and visited them on their own lands, their own planet. Incredible story. I mean, far-fetched? Yeah, it sounds that way, but you never know anymore, Michael.
Well, this is, I think, what a lot of people kind of intuitively grasp, that there's a truth there. And most people, like myself, will say, well, we do know that Reagan did speak to Steven Spielberg after watching Close Encounters of the Third Time, and he'd say, you know, there's only half a dozen people in the room who would know how true that movie really is. So immediately you think about, well, what did the Close Encounters of the Third Kind depict? And it depicted at the very end 12 military personnel going into the ship and being taken off planet. So there you have an exchange program.
Well,
so,
I got to tell you, I know the late president's son, Michael Reagan, and I asked him one day, I said, Michael, did your father ever talk about extraterrestrials? And he said, well, a couple things. He said, one, he was a believer, and he believes he also saw one near his ranch in California at the time. But he did not elaborate or say anything about the Star Wars defense system or anything like that. But he did believe in extraterrestrials, and that, I think, was pretty important.
Well, that's right. I think he definitely had information. He was briefed to some level. He knew about this, and I think that's what he disclosed to Steven Spielberg, that he was saying that, yes, I know about this, that this is real. What you have in this movie actually fits the facts as I've been briefed. And I think that's really what the Serpo material gets most of its strength from, that the core story of an alien exchange program is, I would say, probably based in fact that it did happen. But I think a lot of the other material that's associated with it in terms of flight logs and what actually occurred when this group of 12 reached the planet Serpo, I think all of that is fiction. I think that's really just contrived. So it really does take a little bit of sifting through the material and sorting out the wheat from the chaff.
In your opinion, based on the work you've done, do you think we have a space weaponry program going on right now to shoot down extraterrestrial craft?
Definitely. I think that is been happening for some time, that the number of extraterrestrial vehicles that have crashed on the planet suggest that we have been actively experimenting with different technologies, whether it's advanced radar, whether it's nuclear detonations, whether it's the HAARP system, whether it's laser weapons that, and possibly other exotic weapon systems that we still don't know about, that through a combination of all these weapons being deployed and tested, that we, and here I'm talking about the military, have been targeting extraterrestrial vehicles and shooting them down. Ryan Wood published a book very recently, a 2005 book called Magic Eyes Only, and he goes through in that book 74 cases of crash retrievals of UFOs that had been retrieved after they had crashed. And so we can assume from that that there are a lot of these vehicles that are crashing. Now, why are they crashing? Is it just because, you know, after traveling across the galaxy that somehow the Earth's magnetic field is so unstable that somehow they crash? Maybe a few of them do crash that way, but I think for that kind of number, we're probably looking at a lot of those being brought down through some kind of military technology. So I think that we are deploying space weapons to shoot down extraterrestrials, and military personnel like Philip Corso were strongly supportive of that. And we need to be aware of this. And as Paul Hallier said, we need to make it a policy issue. We need to say, well, this is something we need to debate. Why is this happening? And why are they shooting them down? And what's going on to make this so real, so that this issue is brought into the general public so people can begin to debate it? Because we don't want our world to be dragged into a war that can be devastating for reasons that are forever kept from the general public.
I got to tell you, if I was in charge of the ET Armada and, you know, some earthlings shot down one of my craft, I would take half the planet apart. I wonder why that hasn't happened yet.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, we have heard of cases where, for example, in Cuba, and I forget the exact date, but where some Cuban MiG fighters were trying to intercept some UFOs and actually fired their missiles at the UFOs, and those MiG fighters were taken out. They were destroyed. So the UFOs can actually retaliate. We also know the case of the Iran jets, or the F-4 jets in 1976, I believe, that intercepted some UFOs. I mean, they tried to do a radar lock-on with their missiles, and their electronic systems went dead. And it was only when they turned around that the electronic systems came back. So I think that the ETs have technologies to be able to respond to attacks, but obviously sometimes they are targeted successfully and are brought down. And what weapon systems do it, we're not quite sure. But I certainly would say that it is happening, and this was one of the things that Clifford Stone, who I spoke to about this particular problem, he did say that, yes, the UFOs were being targeted and being brought down by advanced weaponry.